On your Tech Tuesday, and really your health, Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with me this morning on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Hi, Derek.
Morning, Bill.
I've got a couple of stories. Let me run this by you. Flu at epidemic proportions around big parts of the country. There's more and more research about breathing the air from other people who have the flu and how that affects you. Also, just touching other services, including, hey, here's my smartphone. Why don't you play on it for a little bit and take some time up, kid? And that is spreading the flu as well, I guess, with germs. You've got a story about that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most of us have considered getting our flu shots. We're heeding those warnings about washing our hands and covering your mouth. But we also have to consider that germ holder that you touch really almost 1,000 times a day. You know, your cell phone, the tablet, even your laptop, or in your kid's case, that gaming console and the controllers. You know, the cell phone can get pretty dirty, and a lot of people will, you know, consider wiping it off. But you also want to make sure that you're cleaning it properly. How often you clean it depends really on your personal preferences. It can be once a day, once a week, but it is important to clean them regularly. And it's also important to make sure that you're using some type of alcohol-based cleaner. Now, you do want to consider that. You want to avoid regular household cleaners on portable devices. Those cleaners really aren't designed for touchscreens. But you do want to. You also want to avoid things like regular cloth or paper towels, just because they can be abrasive. Some people will actually use those little eyeglass cleaning cloths. Other people will prefer it's just a regular microfiber cloth, so that way they can clean it. It'll pick up dust as well as kind of clean it without being abrasive. You do want to avoid spraying any cleaner directly onto the device. And I know some people are kind of sensitive to price. One thing I do recommend, a great way to create your own inexpensive but effective cleaner, is to get one of those cheap little small spray bottles, fill it half with water and half isopropyl alcohol, mm-hmm. Basically rubbing alcohol 70% or above. You can get this very cheap at any drugstore. And just mix them half and half together, spray it in, spray that onto your cloth, and then use that to clean your screen. It's a great way to not only clean it up, but also, you know, kind of get rid of those germs as well.
Maybe the cloth if you have eyeglasses, something soft like that, a cloth
absolutely.
You need?
Okay. You know, usually most of those eyeglass cloths are actually microfiber cleaning cloths. Like I said, I know some people prefer to specifically look for the microfiber cloths just because you can get them in bigger sizes and you can use them for other things around the house. But absolutely, you can. Most eyeglass cleaning materials are usually going to be pretty good because they're designed to protect your glasses from scratches. It's going to do the same thing for the screen itself. But again, like I said, you want to kind of make sure that you have some type of isopropyl alcohol in there just to kill those germs as well as cleaning the glass itself.
Good reminder, especially if you got kids, you got other kids, they're over with the controllers and everybody's, you know, touching
absolutely.
This and that, and little Johnny's coughing, then, you know, get the wipes out and do some cleaning on. All right. Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with a couple things on your health for tech. Good stuff. Derek, appreciate the tips.
Thank you.